4月19号
April 19th
有着科学界奥斯卡之称的突破奖
The Breakthrough Award, which is often referred to as the Oscar of the scientific community
公布了今年的获奖名单
Announced the list of winners for this year
来自广西桂林的90后女数学家王红因为破解了一道百年几何难题
From Guangxi, China, a 20-year-old female mathematician named Wang Hong has solved a century-old geometry problem.
获得了数学新世界奖，突破奖 Breakthrough Prize.
Won the Breakthrough Prize in Mathematics.
其创立者是理论物理背景的俄罗斯传奇投资人尤里·米尔纳。米尔纳曾因重金投资了 Facebook、Twitter。
Its founder is Yuri Milner, a legendary Russian investor with a background in theoretical physics. He is known for his significant investments in Facebook and Twitter.
WhatsApp, 阿里巴巴
Alibaba,
京东等众多科技企业而声誉鹊起
Gained fame through numerous tech companies such as JD.com.
在2012年
In 2012,
他联合了谷歌
He collaborated with Google.
Facebook 等硅谷公司的 CEO 创立了突破奖，真金白银的砸重金。
CEOs of companies like Facebook and Silicon Valley have created breakthrough awards with gold and silver.
反哺数学
Reverse learning mathematics.
物理和生命科学这三大基础学科。
The three fundamental disciplines of physics and life sciences.
今年的总奖金额高达1875万美元。
This year's total prize money is $1.875 million.
比诺贝尔奖还高。
Higher than the Nobel Prize.
所以叫科学界的奥斯卡。
That's why it's called the Oscar of the scientific community.
这个奖有三个级别。
This award has three levels.
最高级的就叫突破奖。
The highest award is called the Breakthrough Award.
单项300万美元。
$1,300,000.
第二级叫新世界奖。
The second level is called the New World Award.
颁给博士毕业不超过10年的青年学者10万美元。
Awarding $10,000 to young scholars who have graduated with a doctorate and have not exceeded 10 years of experience.
第三级是50,000美元。
The third level is $5,000.
专门颁给年轻女性数学家的新前沿奖。
The Sil Nova Prize.
王红拿的就是中间那一级。
Wang Hong took the one in the middle.
千万别。
Don't.
因为他是青年奖。
Because it is a youth award.
我就小看他。
Look down on him.
因为这个奖有一个超恐怖的记录。
Because this award has a very scary record.
过去几届得主。
Past winners.
有三位都紧接着获得了菲尔兹奖。而
Three people have been awarded the Fields Medal consecutively.
菲尔兹奖是数学这个学科的最高殿堂。
And the Fields Medal is the highest honor in mathematics.
1936年
From 1936,
也就是90年前设立以来
Since its establishment 90 years ago.
四年才颁奖一次
Awarded once every 4 years.
迄今为止
So far,
全球仅有64人获奖
Only 64 people have won the award globally.
中国只出过一位。
Only one in China.
那就是高山仰止的邱成桐。
That's the legendary Autumn Child.
由于在微分几何领域卓越的贡献在
Due to their outstanding contributions to differential geometry.
1982年，足足44年前获得过菲尔兹奖。
In 1982, he was awarded the Fields Medal, which was 44 years ago.
今年七月份将揭晓新。
The results will be announced in July.
新一期的菲尔兹奖。
A complete set of Fields lectures.
目前王红的呼声非常高。
Before, Wang Pong's voice was very loud.
多瑙获奖已经快过去半个世纪了。
It's been a while since the award ceremony for the elderly was held.
中国人能不能再次登顶？这个、
Can China regain its top position?
这个悬念将在三个月后揭晓。
This mystery will be revealed in 3 months.
这个专栏主要是讲 AI, 但
My column mainly focuses on AI.
但数学是 AI 的重要支柱。
But mathematics is an important pillar of AI.
我自己也是数学爱好者。
I'm also a math enthusiast.
很多年前代表散装省参加过全国数学冬令营。
Many years ago, I represented my province in the National Mathematics Winter Camp.
当然现在算是走偏了。
Of course, now it's already too late.
今天这期节目，我想带你弄明白三个问题。
In today's episode, I want to help you understand 3 questions.
第一
First,
这道折磨了人类100年的几何题到底是什么？
What is the geometry problem that has tormented humanity for a century?
第二
Second,
这个广西女孩凭什么能解开它？
How could a girl from Guangxi solve it?
以及这一切跟你我有什么关系
？And what does all this have to do with me and you？
王宏解决的难题叫挂骨猜想。
The problem that Wang Hong solved is the hanging bone conjecture。
这是日本数学家挂骨宗一在1917年提出的一个听起来特别简单的问题。
This is a question proposed by a Japanese mathematician named Karku in 1917. It sounds very simple.
你手里有一根针，长度为一。
You have a needle with a length of one.
一，你需要把这根针再旋转360度。
You need to rotate this needle 360 degrees.
覆盖所有可能的方向。
In all possible directions.
请问这根针在旋转过程中扫过的最小空间是多小？
What is the minimum space that the needle sweeps through during rotation?
如果是在二维空间，
If it is in a two-dimensional space.
比如在一张纸上，把一根针旋转360度。
For example, rotate a needle on a piece of paper 360 degrees.
这个问题的难度不算太大。
This problem is not too difficult.
因为仅仅2年后
Because only 2 years later,
俄国数学家贝西科维奇完成了证明。
The Russian mathematician Bambikovich completed the proof.
扫过的面积无限趋近于零。
The area covered is approaching zero infinitely.
你没听错，一根针。
You didn't hear wrong, a needle.
可以在面积趋近于零的平面里完成全方位旋转。
Can be performed in a plane with an area approaching zero.
虽然违反直觉
although it goes against intuition,
但证明过程不算太难理解。
But the proof process is not too difficult to understand.
你随便搜一下就能找到不少挺直观的展示。
You can easily find many intuitive demonstrations by simply searching.
所以我就不赘述了。
So I would elaborate further.
刚才说的是二维平面。
Just said it was a two-dimensional plane.
如果这根针是在三维立体空间里的话
If this needle were in three-dimensional space.
当年挂骨的猜测是在三维空间里
The speculation was that in three-dimensional space,
挂骨级的体积依然可以为零。
The volume of a bone can be zero.
但它的维度不可能被压缩。
But its dimensions cannot be compressed.
它的豪斯多夫维度必须等于四。
Its Hausdorff dimension must be equal to 3.
三，也就是满。
That's full-fledged.
至，我尽量用大白话翻译一下，二维世界里
I'll try to translate it into plain language in the world of 2 dimensions.
你可以用几乎零面积的空间。
You can use almost zero space.
先把一根针转一圈。
Turn a needle around.
而但在三维世界。
In the 3-dimensional world.
理，不管你多聪
明 No matter how smart you are,
你都没法把这件事压缩到一个低维度的缝隙里去。
You can't even compress this into a low-dimensional space.
三维空间对这根针的几何复杂性
The three-dimensional space adds to the geometric complexity of this needle.
有一个硬性的
There is a hard
不可逾越的下限
Uncrossable bottom line.
这是一个关于空间本身的法则
This is a presentation about the concept of space.
过去一百多年里
Over the past century,
无数顶尖大脑都试图证明这个猜想。
Countless top-notch mathematicians have tried to prove this conjecture.
菲尔兹奖得主
Fields Medal winner
让布尔干费尽心血
Let Balgan put in his effort
只推进了一小步
Just took a small step.
另一位菲尔兹奖得主被称作数学莫扎特的天才
Another Fields Medal winner is called a genius of mathematics.
陶哲轩在2014年也只是证明了一个特殊的子情况。
Tang Jiaxuan only proved a special case in 2014.
王宏自己的博士导师拉里古斯也只在局部范围内推进了界限。
Wang Hong's own doctoral advisor,Larry thus only made progress in a limited scope.
但这个问题始终无人能突破。
But this problem has always been unsolvable.
直到2025年2月24日。
Until February 24, 2025.
王宏发表了一份127页的论文，石破天惊。
Wang Hong published a 127-page paper titled Unveiling the Astonishing Truth.
彻底解决了这个108年的难题。
Completely solved this 108-year-old problem.
包括陶哲轩在内
including Tao Shexuan.
很多顶级数学家都认为
many top mathematicians believe that
这是21世纪最重要的数学成就之一。
One of the most important achievements in mathematics in the 21st century.
这个王宏到底是何方神圣
？Who is Wang Hong?
他1991年出生于广西桂林。
He was born in 1991 in Guilin, Guangxi.
16岁就考入北大，之后
After graduating at the age of 16,
在巴黎综合理工学院拿工程师文凭。
Obtain an engineering degree from the Sorbonne University.
又在巴黎南大学取得硕士。
Also obtained a master's degree at the University of Paris South.
了解数学史的都知道。
As everyone knows,
法国是一个超级数学大国。笛卡尔、费马、帕斯。
France is a super mathematical power. Descartes, Fermat, Pascal.
斯卡。拉普拉斯、傅里叶、庞加
Kepler's Yerpangin
阿莱、加罗瓦
Legarover
每一个都是统治级的存在
Each is a ruling entity
我想法国学派的布尔巴基遗风应该是给了王宏严密的几何直觉
I think the Bourbaki school's transfer theorem gave Wang a rigorous geometric intuition
2014年
2014
他又跨越大西洋进入 MIT 读博士。
He also crossed the Atlantic Ocean to study for a doctorate at MIT.
2019年博士毕业后
After graduating with a doctorate in 2019.
后他来到普林斯顿高等研究院。
He came to the Princeton Institute for Advanced Study.
做博士后
At a doctorate.
普林斯顿可是数学神殿啊。
Princeton is a temple of mathematics.
然后他当了 UCLA 助理教授。
And he became an assistant professor at UCLA.
再到纽约大学科朗研究所。
Then go to the Columbia University School of International and Public Affairs.
2025年。
2025.
他又被任命为法国高等科学研究所 IHES 的终身教授。
He was also appointed as a permanent professor at the French National Institute for Advanced Scientific Research, IMS.
35岁
35 years old.
横跨北大, 巴黎, MIT, 普林斯顿,
spanning Peking University, Paris, MIT, and Princeton.
纽约, 巴黎, 学术足迹几乎覆盖了人类数学研究的全部制高点。
The academic footprints of New York and Paris almost cover all the peaks of human mathematical research.
他研究的领域叫调和分析，名字。
The field he researches is called harmonic analysis.
听起来很温和。It
sounds gentle and soothing.
但它其实是现代数学中最硬核的分支之一。
But it is actually one of the most hardcore branches of modern mathematics.
简单来说,
in simple terms,
它研究的是, 当一个函数的傅里叶变换被限制在某种弯曲的几何对象上时,
he studies the case when the Fourier transform of a function is restricted to a curved geometric object.
这个函数会表现出什么奇异的性质?
What strange properties will this function exhibit?
他和同伴构建了一套全新的管状交叉评估几何体系。
Did he and his colleagues build a completely new tubular cross-evaluation geometry system?
打个比方，想象。
Let me give you an example.
你在黑暗中摸索一栋建筑的轮廓。
You are groping for the outline of a building in the dark.
你知道它存在。
Do you know he exists?
但不知道它有多大。前人的做法是不断向外伸手。
But I don't know how big it is, and the previous person's method is to keep reaching outwards.
试图摸到边界。Trying
to reach the boundary.
而王宏的策略是先确认最危险的几种建筑结构都不存在。And
Wang Hong's strategy was to first confirm that none of the most dangerous building structures existed.
然后用一个尺度的归纳法。
Then use a scale of induction.
像俄罗斯套娃一样,
like a Russian doll.
从外层向内层逐步收紧,
gradually tightened from the outside in.
每一层都排除掉不可能的情况,
eliminate all impossible cases, one layer at a time.
直到最后只剩下一个答案,
until only one answer remains.
王宏身上有一个特质,
Wang Hong has a characteristic.
在这个喜欢造神的时代很稀缺。
In this era, there are very few people who like to create gods.
在一次学术访谈中,
in an academic interview,
他被问到如何常年面对那些几十年甚至上百年未解的数学难题。
He was asked how he had managed to tackle those mathematical problems that had remained unsolved for decades or even centuries.
他的回答不是鸡汤,
his answer wasn't a platitude,
也不是豪言壮语,
not boasting or bragging,
而是一个智力诚实的原则,
and it is a principle of intellectual honesty.
他说,
he said,
纯数学研究就是在无边无际的黑暗中探索，研究者极其容易陷入自我欺骗。
Pure mathematics is the exploration of research in an endless and dark world, which makes it very easy for researchers to fall into self-deception.
所以,
therefore,
必须时刻对自己保持诚实。
You must always be honest with yourself.
老老实实自我评估。
Self-assessment.
我到底是在取得实质性的进展?
Am I making any real progress?
还是在原地打转?
Still wandering around in place.
已经彻底走进了死胡同。
Have I completely gone down the wrong path?
我不懂太多数学。
I don't understand too much math.
但他这段话我很有共鸣。
But I really resonate with this statement.
我想任何一个在复杂问题上长期投入过的人都会明白,
anyone who has spent a long time working on a complex problem will understand
这种自我拷问有多痛苦又有多必要,
how much self-reflection is painful and necessary.
2025年6月
June 2025,
王红回北大做了3天的系列讲座。
Wang Hong gave a 3-day series of lectures at Peking University.
现场有一个被津津乐道的情节。
There was a scene that was being talked about.
韦东奕就是网友口里的韦神。
Bai Dongyi is the great god that netizens often talk about.
北大数学科学学院副教授，连续3天提前半小时到场。
Associate professor of the mathematics department of Peking University arrived half an hour earlier for 3 consecutive days.
全程专注听讲，讲座结束后
Focus on listening to lectures throughout the whole process after the lecture.
他第一个冲上讲台
He was the first one to rush to the stage.
向王红连续追问
Continuously question Wang Hong.
两人在黑板前高强度讨论了20多分钟。
The two of them engaged in a high-intensity discussion in front of the blackboard for over 20 minutes.
其他人完全听不懂。
The others couldn't understand at all.
他们在讨论什么
？What are they talking about?
他们都出生于1991年。
They were all born in 1991.
都是顶尖的数学家。
All are top mathematicians.
这是两个最强大脑间最纯粹的对话。
These are the two most powerful and purest dialogues between minds.
去年看到这个画面的时候，我
Last year, when I saw this scene,
很有一些感动。
I am very moved.
在今天这个流量至上、速成当道的时代。
In today's era of traffic supremacy and rapid success,
还有这样一群人。
There are also a group of people like this.
他们甘愿用10年、20年的时间去追逐一个可能无解的问题。
They are willing to spend 10 or 20 years pursuing a potentially unsolvable problem.
他们的回报不是热搜。
Their rewards are not trending topics.
不是融资额
，not the amount of funding，
而是在一块黑板前，另一个顶尖头脑的认可
，and another top mind's recognition in front of a blackboard。
聊到这儿，你
talking about this，
可能会问一个纯数学的突破跟
，you might ask about a purely mathematical breakthrough，
跟我有什么关系？关系比你想象的大。挂
，What's the matter？
古猜想的证明本。
Proof of the hanging bone theory.
本质上是在回答一个问题。高
The essence is to answer a question.
高维空间中的几何结构。对
Geometric structures in high dimensional space.
信息的压缩和传输有没有绝对的物理极限？好
Are there absolute physical limits to the compression and transmission of information?
行业里有个术语之。
There's a term in the industry.
那你记一下叫
Worth remembering.
挂骨级
All the grade.
就是前面说到的那根针扫过的空间
The space that the needle has swept through.
这个看似纯粹的几何概念是
This seemingly pure geometric concept.
实际上跟波动方程、信号处理、密码学有着深层的同构关系。
In fact, it has a deep isomorphism with signal processing cryptography based on the wave equation.
挂骨级的维度
The dimensions of the bone level.
如果可以被压缩
If it can be compressed,
就意味着傅里叶分析在高维空间中会出问题
This means that the method of Riley will have problems in high dimensional spaces.
而傅里叶分析是现代通信、医学成像、数据压缩的数学基石。
And Fourier analysis is the mathematical basis for modern communication, medical imaging, and data compression.
所以挂骨猜想不仅仅是一道几何智力题。
Therefore, the hanging bone puzzle is not just a geometric puzzle.
它是支撑整个应用数学大厦的一根承重柱。
It is a cornerstone of the entire field of applied mathematics.
王红的工作就是证明这根柱子确实立得住。
Wang Hong's job is to prove that this column is indeed standing upright.
说到这个，就不得不提一个更大的途径。
Speaking of this, I have to mention a bigger path.
当下
Currently,
全球在 AI 算力上砸了几千亿美元。
Global has invested billions of dollars in AI computing power.
但所有这些算力的底层都建立在纯数学的地基上。
However, all of this computing power is based on the foundation of pure mathematics.
傅里叶变换，矩阵。
Fourier transform matrix.
阵分解，概率收敛。
Convergence of probability.
这些支撑 GPU 和神经网络的数学工具。
These mathematical tools that support GPUs and neural networks.
每一个都有人在几十年前默默证明过它的边界在哪里。
What has been proven by many people in the past few decades.
而这些研究者在做这些工作时
And these researchers while doing this work.
没有任何人能预见到它会在哪一天。
No one could have predicted when he would appear.
以什么方式产生商业价值。
How to generate business value.
真正厉害的基础科学工作
Truly impressive basic science work.
最怕的就是被快速神化。神化有一个坏处。
The biggest problem is that if you are quickly and easily glorified into a myth, it has a bad effect.
它会把十几年的缓慢积累。
It will consolidate the accumulated knowledge over the years.
压缩成一个领奖。
Compress into a prize.
瞬间，它让人误以为所有事情都是靠天才灵光一闪完成的。
In an instant, it made people think that all things were accomplished through brilliant flashes of inspiration.
不是真正的基础研究。
Not true basic research.
更像深海作业。
More like deep sea operations.
海面上看起来风平浪静。
The sea looks calm and peaceful.
偶尔冒出一点浪花。
Sometimes there are a few ripples.
你会以为新闻就是那一点浪花。
You might think that news is just a little splash.
但海面之下是长时间的前行。
But beneath the surface of the sea, there is a long journey.
是反复碰壁，是无数不被转发的。
It's a constant struggle against failure and countless unretweets.
中间步骤。是一个人把自己的青春和耐心持续投入到一个几乎不承诺回报的方向里。
The intermediate step is for a person to continuously invest their youth and patience into a direction that almost promises no return.
这才是我看到王红这条新闻时真正有感触的地方。
This is the part of the Wang Hong news that really touched me.
他提醒我们
He reminds us
所谓科技实力
Speaking of technological strength,
不只是会做产品
Not just knowing how to make products,
会讲故事
Tell stories,
会堆算力一个文明
Will a civilization be built on computing power?
如果真的想走得远
If you really want to go far,
它必须有人愿意在最安静的地方
He must have someone willing to be in the quietest place.
把那些难题一道道做下去。
And then, one by one, they tackled the problems.